This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oxnard is where it's happening right now, as the Dallas Cowboys have had training camp begin. And man, there's a lot of headlines and a lot of things to catch up on. So let's welcome in Nick Harris. He does a great job covering the Cowboys for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, and he's kind enough to join us with the practice field right behind him right now. Nick, appreciate the time. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Zach. I appreciate you having me.
So let me start you off here with the Micah Parsons situation. I'm looking at this right now. I think all this stuff is a bunch of nonsense right now. This is what the Cowboys do. We just saw it with Dak Prescott. And I think Jerry Jones has a method to his madness here. He is waiting till the first game of the season where he has to be in that building. He has to see that Eagles banner go on up. And I think he's going to wait until that day to cross the T's, dot the I's of Micah Parsons, so that when everyone's tuning into these pregame shows, instead of it just being a slobber fest with the Eagles, there's some Cowboy coverage there. That's what I think is going to happen. Your thoughts?
That's not a bad prediction. And if you call back to last season, that's exactly what happened with Dak Prescott. Got his deal done in the hotel in Cleveland before they went off and beat the Browns. So it's not a terrible prediction. But to kind of give you an insight to the method, to the madness, I guess, we just talked to CeeDee Lamb, who obviously went through this whole ordeal last year with the Joneses, with the front office, with the Cowboys. And he said, I've seen this before. I don't like the negotiating with the media, but that's just what's going on right now. So, you know, it is a method and it is a madness too. We've only been here for 48 hours and there's been plenty of dramatics. And it doesn't look like it's getting resolved anytime soon.
So how about the Trayvon Diggs situation? Is that a bigger deal than what people think? I know they took $500,000 out of his contract because I guess he didn't do his rehab with the team and he did it with his own independent team.
Yeah, correct. So he signed a 9-figure extension 2 summers ago right here in Oxnard in August of 2023. And a clause in that contract required him to show up to at least 84% of offseason activities. It's not an uncommon clause. It's in Dak Prescott's contract, Osa Digizua's contract, and now CeeDee Lamb's. And he knew about it. And whenever he decided to rehab and train away from the team in South Florida, he was docked that $500,000. I was able to ask him yesterday. I said, were you surprised that they actually didn't force it? And he said, yeah. My feelings were kind of hurt. So I think there's definitely some tension between the front office and Trayvon Diggs. You go back to the front office's comments on Monday afternoon talking about Trayvon. They brought up Trayvon on their own. They weren't even asked about it and said that they want more out of him. They want more leadership out of him. They want him present more. They want him to attack his rehab a little bit better. And then the very next day, Trayvon's going, hey, my rehab has gone fine. I'm actually ahead of schedule. I was surprised that they docked my pay. But I was able to ask him, are you still happy here? Because there was some fan rhetoric that, hey, this might be trending towards a situation where he'll request a trade one of these days. He said, I'm still really happy here. I have my brothers. I have my teammates. That's all that matters to me. So we'll see if he actually ends up stating that case whenever the season does come around and it ends up being the case. But nevertheless, there's some tension here in Oxnard between the two sides.
Yeah, I know what you said about CeeDee Lamb and his comments. And then you see yesterday, right, Micah is there, but he's got this back injury, a.k.a. doesn't have a new contract. And Trayvon Diggs then partners up with Micah Parsons to speak to the media. It's almost like the Cowboys players now know what to expect and the games that go on. And they're kind of fighting on back a little bit because usually it's just Jerry talking. But then Micah and Trayvon to do that as a joint kind of discussion with the media yesterday, I thought was them kind of firing back a little bit.
Yeah, and I'll give them credit because they're trying to beat the Joneses at their own game, which is negotiating with us in the media and trying to, you know, put out their own statement, their own rhetoric about what exactly is going on behind the scenes. And from the Micah standpoint, he said, look, my agent, David Mulligetta, he has reached out to the front office. He is awaiting a call back. He said it's going to take another grown man calling back to get it done. So there are certainly shots on his side as well. We'll see what this eventually ends up being. If you have to ask me, Zach, though, I still think this deal gets done. It's almost mind-numbing at this point talking about it because both sides know that they want Micah Parsons here. Micah wants to be here, and the Cowboys want him to be one of their leading pass rushers throughout the rest of his career. The contract's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. I think all the dramatics in between, it just keeps the headlines going for sure.
Yeah, like I'm not confident that the Terry McLaurin situation gets rectified, Trey Hendrickson as well. I'll be shocked if they don't get a new deal done by the first game of the season with Micah Parsons. And we've just seen this, like last year. It would have made sense for the Cowboys before the offseason started to get the deal done with Dak so they could spread out that number and really go all in last year. Once that didn't happen, Micah's no dummy. Micah knows how to market himself. I think this is what the Jones kind of want to do. They want to make this a dramatic situation. Micah's going to play into it. It's almost as if they're perfect, really, for one another, Jerry Jones and Micah Parsons.
Yeah, and the one negative that you can look at from the front office's standpoint of continuing to wait and wait and wait, a downside of that is the price tag only gets bigger. We saw TJ Watt get the $41 million per year last week. We assume Trey Hendrickson will probably get around that range if he ups the ante a little bit more. That's just one little domino that's going to continue to fall. But Jerry Jones back earlier this offseason, he said, it doesn't matter what I pay. If I know I want the guy, I'm going to pay whatever it takes. So they're not worried about the price tag at the end of the day. And I think that's the one thing where Micah might have some leverage in getting it done sooner rather than later. But, you know, if I'm looking at it from Micah's perspective too, the team has all the control here. If they want him to play out his final year of his rookie deal, they could do that. They could even tag him going into 26. But again, I still think a deal gets done here.
So he's there now. If they don't get this deal done, even though we both are in lockstep agreement that a deal will get done, can this turn into maybe a Chris Jones situation where come week one, he's in a luxury box and he's not playing. And then the next week they figure out how to rectify this.
Every time we ask, hey, is this eventually going to get to a point to where you potentially hold out? He has continued to say no. He said, I don't think that's where it's going to be heading. He said, that's not what I'm here to do. I'm trying to be around my teammates, help these guys around. They have a really talented edge group. Donovan Ezeraku, the second round pick out of Boston College. Sam Williams is coming back from a torn ACL. They got Dante Fowler in free agency. He said he wants to be around those guys. He wants to figure out how to lead this pass rush group. So, you know, does it eventually lead if we're getting into the season and he's trying to hold out? Maybe that's another question for Micah Parsons at that point. I think if you were to ask him, he expects a deal to get done before then. But I did sense for the first time in these negotiations yesterday that Micah Parsons is doubting that it actually does happen. He said, hey, if this is the end, this is the end. And he said, you know, I'm going to get my market elsewhere. It's still going to work out for me, but I would love to be here with my guys. But I also wonder how much of that is actually negotiating with the media and trying to say, hey, who's to say I might not actually do this deal? So nevertheless, there's a lot of things being said by both sides to the media. Once again, I still think this gets done.
And here's the other thing. If maybe, and I think, right, that is a game in the conversation, a game inside of the game. But the Cowboys then could fire back and say, okay, we don't get this deal done this year. Okay, that's good with us. We'll just tag you the next 2 years. It's not like there's an immediate course of exit for one Micah Parsons.
And they certainly have that right to do so. Now, granted, I would be shocked if they do not use the franchise tag next year on somebody because they have a lot of expiring contracts with some pretty talented players. You talk about Deron Bland. He's heading into a contract year. Jake Ferguson. They could franchise tag their kicker next year and Brandon Aubrey. That's a possibility. There's a lot of guys. They might need that tag to use elsewhere. But again, there's a lot of negotiating being had by the front office too in that sense.
So I've seen stuff from Trayvon Diggs. I've seen stuff from Micah Parsons. We know what the Jerry Jones comments were. Just because you pay someone, they could get hurt, right? Basically talking about Micah and then also, you know, what could happen. And then also Dak Prescott. Have we heard from Dak at all yet in the last 2 days? Because I haven't seen anything on Dak Prescott.
Yeah, Dak hasn't done his availability during training camp. He typically does it on Thursday, so we should expect to hear from him tomorrow. I am curious to see what his perspective is on both of those situations with Trayvon Diggs and with Micah Parsons. He's obviously been in Micah's shoes multiple times before, and then he's had a front row seat for the Trayvon shenanigans over the course of the last few days. I'd be curious to get his perspective, but no, we haven't heard from him just yet.
Yeah, my guess is he's going to come on out and say it in a respectful way, because I think also he's someone that just knows how Jerry runs the organization. I don't think anything fazes him anymore. I would assume that not in a crazy way. Dak just says, hey, we got to get this deal done with Mike. And then for the Trayvon situation, I would imagine it's a clause in the contract. You never want to see any player lose money. But, you know, the Cowboys have that right, even though he may not like it.
Yeah, and I can see Dak even taking a route of being like, yeah, look, we're rooting for Trayvon. We want him to get back on the field as soon as possible and get back to his former self. It benefits everybody at the end of the day.
What about Brian Schottenheimer? Like, there's so much going on. A lot of us aren't even talking about a coach who was a controversial hire that Jerry Jones believes in. Well, what's the feel so far around Shoddy?
Yeah, there's a lot of energy at these practices. In fact, I had a Cowboys source walk by me today in practice. He said that the energy is unlike anything we ever had under McCarthy. And I don't think that was necessarily a dig at McCarthy. I think it was more so just lifting up what Schottenheimer has been able to do in the practice environments. I mean, you see it during practice. I mean, the music is always playing. That wasn't necessarily happening under McCarthy. The energy is there. They're high intensity. We've already had a couple fights out here at training camp, which I think if you ask Shoddy, he probably doesn't want that. But I think that speaks to the energy that has really been on display out here in Oxnard. But, you know, the culture has been one of the biggest things he's been trying to build since he got hired. He made an intentional effort to reach out to every single one of his guys every week during the offseason, even when they were not allowed to talk football and just be like, hey, what's going on in your life? What's going on? You know, you want to catch dinner sometime, this, that, and the third. So, you know, doesn't matter in wins and losses to be determined. But I think at the end of the day, when you're trying to come in and install a belief, I think that's the first step, is trying to instill that culture. Schottenheimer's done a really good job of that. I mean, he's had 25 years of experience as an assistant in this league. He obviously had his dad and his uncle in the league as a head coach and a coordinator, respectively. He knows what works and what doesn't, I think, from a culture standpoint. We'll see if he knows what works from an X's and O's standpoint, too.
Was the culture a problem under McCarthy? Because they won a lot of regular season games under Mike McCarthy, but then come postseason time, they just didn't know how to show up.
Yeah, and I think it depends on who you talk to. Because if you talk to guys like Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, or even Micah Parsons, front-facing guys, they would tell you, no, that wasn't a culture problem. I think we just could have been more together in moments like that. But if you maybe talk to some bottom of the roster guys, it was like, yeah, I kind of felt like the coach didn't know my name sometimes. So it kind of just depends on who you ask. And I think at the end of the day, you know, those same players that had the negative comments towards the previous regime, they don't have the same things about this current regime. So I think it's more so about connecting and bringing all 90 together at the end of the day.
What about George Pickens? I saw something online today. What was he cramping up during practice? Is there any update there on George Pickens?
Yeah, he went up for a leaping grab on the sideline, and a corner kind of came under and undercut him without pads. And that certainly drew the ire of some of the offensive playmakers. But it was just a calf cramp. It looks like he's fine. He walked off the field. I was able to catch up with him. He said he's fine.
Okay, that's good to hear. When you go to the mentality of a George Pickens, this is a guy that thinks he's an alpha. Clearly the number one wide receiver there, though, is CeeDee Lamb. I'm curious how that relationship is going to be, because the Cowboys could be winning some games if George Pickens doesn't get his targets. We've seen him be his own worst enemy, even though there was a lot working against him in Pittsburgh. It goes both ways. How do you think George is going to take that, where he's looking for a new contract and looking for more money? And there could be some games where obviously CeeDee Lamb is going to get his. The Cowboys could be winning, but he may not be really contributing to the victory in terms of statistical performance.
Man, you could go to Quantico and find the best CIA agent to come in here at Cowboys training camp and get him to try to find one person to say something negative about George Pickens. I don't think you're going to find it. I mean, all intents and purposes, he's given a positive attitude so far. Him and CD have really formed a tight friendship. We've seen it on the field. They already have a celebration that they're working on. We asked CD about that today, and he said, yeah, we've been working on that for the past couple of days, and you'll see it during the season. So as far as their relationship, it seems like it's pretty seamless, and they have been working with Dak quite a bit, even over the offseason when they had that break. Dak took all the pass catchers to a trip out in Georgia. He did it a couple of years ago. He took them to Oregon last year. This time, again, took them back to the Peach State, and just routes on air and then connecting at night over beer or wine or food or whatever. And again, you can't find one negative thing about George Pickens, but the thing that I question, knowing what happened in Pittsburgh with George Pickens, is let's say this team starts 0-2 and Pickens has four receptions in those two games. How does he react to that, A? And then B, how does Schottenheimer potentially react to a disgruntled Pickens? And I think that's going to test a lot of things that they've been building over this offseason. That might end up being the first big test for this team is, you know, how does Schottenheimer handle adversity? It's going to happen at some point. It's a 17-game season, happens for every team. I'm curious to see when that is handled and how it is handled.
What do you expect out of this team this year? Because we were talking about before you jumped on, I think they'll be a team that people at the end of the year go, oh, better than what I thought, but I still think they're like an 8 or a 9-win football team. I think they're either a game below or a game above 500.
Yeah, I see the 7.5 win total in Vegas as their projection. I think they go over that. I have been looking at about a 10-7 sneak into the wild card round type of situation, but it all depends on the health of these guys. If Dak Prescott can't stay healthy for 17 games, that's really going to speak to the conclusion of the year. It goes to Micah Parsons, CeeDee Lamb. Both of those guys were banged up last year. I mean, the injuries that they had last season just really mounted up. And CeeDee Lamb talked about that today. He was asked, hey, what are your goals for the season? He said, I don't like sharing my goals, but I'll give you one. I'm trying to stay healthy for all 17 games. Availability is going to be the biggest thing when it comes to this team's success. And I believe in that. If this team can stay healthy, I think it is a playoff team, but it's not a given. A lot of guys on the wrong side of 30 that are getting older in their career. You know, how does age catch up with these guys?
Hey, here's also one more thing before we let you run, Nick Harris. I think there's a big misnomer with Jerry Jones. A lot of people view him as impatient with coaches and head coaches. I think he is extremely patient. We saw the whole Jason Garrett situation. You know, Mike McCarthy, it was a contractual thing at the end of the day, and egos got in the way. But there's been some questions like, could Schottenheimer be one and done? Right? You have all those rumors about Nick Saban and, you know, Belichick now, you know, being back in college, and Coach Prime's never going to go away. And the Cowboys are always using, right? People throw out those names, and I understand why they do it. There's no way here that Schottenheimer's one and done, right, with the Cowboys.
Someone asked me yesterday, one of my media folks, he said, what if this team goes 3-14? Do they dip on Schottenheimer? And I said, no, because Jerry does not like paying a coach that is not actually coaching. He signed a 4-year contract. He's going to live out that 4-year contract. I'd be surprised if he doesn't. Jerry has said it multiple times. If I'm going to pay a buyout for a guy, it better be for a damn good reason. And so I don't know, maybe a 3-14, maybe I'd have to put my money where my mouth is. But overall, Schottenheimer's here for the long haul. And I think if you talk to the front office, you talk to people behind the scenes, there's a lot of excitement about what Schottenheimer is building. I think more so than what is outside of the building. You know, we'll see when the time comes, though. X's and O's are going to be the biggest part of it to Schottenheimer's success.
He's Nick Harris. He does a great job covering the Dallas Cowboys with the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Nick, appreciate you joining us and carving out some time.
Appreciate it, Zach. Y'all have a good one.
You got it. There he is, Nick Harris, one of the best covering the Dallas Cowboys. We will take a timeout. One more segment to play. We got to ask the pros question coming your way next. Update time first.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.